Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, January 23rd. Could we have a roll call?
Carol? Member Clinton? Member Fullerton?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith? Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, if anybody in the public would like to speak on an item not on today's agenda, you now have an opportunity to do that by filling out a speaker slip. Anybody in the audience wanting to? Seeing none, we'll move to the administrative agenda, which is the minutes. Can I get somebody to make a motion to approve the minutes from last time?
Motion to approve.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I have a couple of points, please.
Okay.
Under Section D, the Planning Director's Report, a minor clarification. The first sentence, the overhead camera is not working and the public will not be able to view the plans. I think it should add in the video feed for clarification. And then on item F, design review, F1 Hollister Avenue, under the motion architecture number 6, it says the last three building fronts to the left. I believe it's just the last building front to the left.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on item 9, under the landscaping, it says the proposed palms. I believe they were dracaenas.
Or yucca.
Or yucca, not a palm. But
yes, that's my recommendation.
But I'm being very picky here.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add? No? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that will take us to the review of our agenda and projected agenda.
Okay, good afternoon, Chair and members. We have no changes today.
Okay, great. Item 3, A3, Planning Director Report.
Just a quick mention on the DRB calendar that was approved. I did email that to you, but I have some printed copies in the event that you didn't get that email, or just let me know and I'll get that to you for 2018.
Okay.
At the last meeting, I mentioned that we were going to do selection of chair and vice chair. That's going to happen at the next meeting.
Okay.
And again, it could be status quo, or if anyone wants to nominate new positions, that's fine too.
Okay. Thank you. That will take us to item B1, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Item B1 is design review. It's the Cottage Hospital Restorative Garden Revisions located at 351 South Patterson Avenue, APN 065-090-022, case number 17-144 DRB.
Be a little nicer to look at.
Oops. All right, so good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for revisions to the garden area for the cottage hospital. They had come before previously for some other revisions in the past, and this time they're proposing a 120-square-foot entrance pergola, as well as a 42-inch wall curved, basically to provide some privacy for the garden area. But I'll let the applicant walk you through it in more detail. I'm here if you have any questions.
Chair?
Yes.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Yes, thank you. I haven't visited this site visit in a couple of months, but I'm familiar with it, so no ex parte.
I did not revisit the site, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte. Site visit, no ex parte.
Martha DeGasis with Arcadia Studio. So the garden area outside of the main lobby of the hospital is fully planted. All the pathways are in. And what we're proposing to add around some of the seating areas, thank you, are some 42-inch high garden walls that will be veneered in sandstone. And that's just to provide some additional privacy, if you will, for the seating areas, and then to give some texture to the garden area as viewed from the parking lot, and to screen from these handicapped parking spaces and the drive aisle. So if you're all familiar with the site, this is kind of the main lobby that has some windows looking out at the mountain view. So we're also proposing a small steel pergola that would be sort of signal the entry into the garden area. In addition, we're going to add or hope to add a labyrinth, walking labyrinth, and then it has some sort of wing areas that would be rendered in brick. And the brick would give opportunities for donor recognition with incised name design in the brick. So we also have those brick areas at different points in the walking path. And this would allow, again, donor opportunities in these locations. So the second sheet that I brought has a little rendering, and this is an image, backtracking a bit, of the labyrinth, and it would be rendered. This is a concrete slab, and then the design would be rendered in a micro-topping, so it would be similar to what you see on a, a parking garage floor or something like that, that would have contrasting colors that would coordinate with the building color. So this little pergola, again, is rendered or made in steel, very simple detailing to coordinate with the hospital style, which is modern. And then the sandstone veneer would match the veneer that we have on a small wall at the medical office building for a seating area, and also would match the sign wall in the front of the hospital and at the corner of Patterson and Hollister. The third sheet that I brought today in color has some sort of rough renderings of the little pergola and then the sandstone clad walls, just to give you a sense of the height of the walls. And especially in this rendering is viewed from the parking lot. So they're rather low and modest. But again, just to bring some extra texture into the garden, which is just plants and walkway now. In addition, and I'll turn now to the planting plan that was included, the hospital staff wants to add some oak trees to the planting plan. So we know we're going to need to do some repair on the landscaping that where the walls are built This area right now is just planted in Carex lawn. This is more or less a bioretention area, or slightly depressed to retain stormwater. But this area will be replaced, this Carex lawn will be replaced with that paving and a bit of additional ground cover and planting and so on. So hospital wanted to add some oak trees, and so we're going to remove, we have a couple of jacaranda trees here, and they'd like to replace those with coast live oak. And then we're adding two coast live oak at these locations. So that'll give a little more generous canopy to that area and shade this labyrinth space a little better. And then the planting plan just represents that we'll be replacing the shrubbery that will be disturbed when we build the walls. And that is what I have to present today.
Okay. Great. Bill, any questions?
Thank you, Chair. Yes. This is exciting to see. This is a big, important change. It really looks great. The walls do bring extra texture, as you say. When I went out there and just sat in some of the different chairs out there, and there's some really outstanding views of the mountains. Mm-hmm. If there was any way to screen the cars adequately, it would make you feel you're in a space kind of solitude of sorts, not just on the edge of the medical office building's parking lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that a 42-inch wall is adequate to be screening off the cars in the parking lot. I know you want to make the screening modest. Is there going to be a cap on top of the
style veneer? The style that we've proposed is a sort of a wraparound style. So we don't have a overhanging cap with a reveal underneath. It's just more or less a top piece that would be mitered and brought down a bit on the edges. So it would be shaped to be the cap, but without a reveal. It's not a capstone.
Are you trying to shield the parking lot? Was that one of the objectives?
That is one of the objectives. We had originally proposed a higher walls around the seating areas, but the folks at the hospital felt that they didn't want that to be such a massive feeling of having those walls, you know, head height for a person like myself. So we compromised. They wanted them even lower, so we brought them to 42 inches instead of the 36 that they wanted. Additionally, we have I don't know if you remember, but we do have a set of trees planted along this edge, and then we have shrubs that are still small, but mm-hmm. they will achieve a height of about 5 feet eventually. They're the India or the Yeddo hawthorn, so those can be allowed to grow pretty tall.
Yeah, I realize you don't want to feel like circled in by these walls that have all of a sudden appeared. You want to provide texture, but if somehow there could be some sweet spot in the middle that actually does shield the cars, then you're looking at a solitude type of view when you're sitting there mm-hmm. outside. The other question is, its proximity is right there to the ambulance and the emergency area. And do you think that the pergola creates enough of a buffer so that people feel shielded from those kinds of situations that are occurring, you know, 100 feet away?
I feel that the pergola is not really, that's the purpose isn't to screen really in any way. It's really more of a symbolic element that announces the entry to the garden versus really being able to screen that experience of somebody's being brought in or something like that. So, no, to answer your question, I don't feel that it does shield it really.
Okay. And I guess just the last one, I would think that if there's a way just to create further shielding, if there's a way to make this, it really could be a very special area if it was done proportionately correct. And then what happens to the current plantings that get removed? Can those be reused anywhere?
Yeah, I think when they're removed for the wall construction, because we'll have a little zone of excavation and so on for the footing, we can certainly put them in nursery pots and attempt to protect and preserve them, but I also have experience that sometimes people aren't as careful as we would hope they are. So that's why we built the planting plan. It's basically a replacement of what we have there. So my expectation is that things that we hope for don't often happen. So it's really, that would be our preference, yeah, that we would keep those plants that we have and not waste them. The grasses, I think, will probably need to be recycled somewhere. I don't know where. We can call you when they do it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Questions?
Seating around the labyrinth, do you think that's necessary? Or?
Yeah, we haven't really proposed benches per se in that area. We've got these existing benches, and then we're adding in these little pods, we're adding some short, the benches that are existing are they're called Gretchen by Landscape Forms, and they're going to custom make us some chairs and shorter benches that we'll put into these. Well, you can see them on the plan, a few of these.
If someone's child's playing in there.
Yeah, I mean, the experience is really, we would hope the experience is to actually walk around the labyrinth within the line. So, and then again, if these areas have donor bricks in there, we want people to be able to walk up there and find their brick.
My only question.
Okay. Dennis, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Karis? Jennifer, how about you?
I had a question on the pergola. Were there plans to have some kind of like vines or plants on it, or is it just the powder coat?
Well, we didn't plan to put vines on it, actually. We just are going to paint it out to match one of the building body colors. So the buildings currently have that sort of brick or terracotta color, and so we're bringing that terracotta color in with the paving, the additional brick paving, and then we're going to, I think, paint the pergola to coordinate with the building body color. Oops. Kind of that deep terracotta color.
And do you happen to know, like, the height? Because I was looking in that direction, and it seemed like that's right where the emergency kind of entrance is, and there's a big kind of opening, big rectangular opening right around there.
Yeah, that anyway. Porte cochere over emergency is really tall, and the pergola is going to be about 8 feet at the bottom of the beam.
So is there a way? I just couldn't tell, like, what the difference was.
Oh, the difference in height. I think that porte cochere at emergency is probably like 13 feet tall or 12 feet tall. Yeah.
I think that's all my questions.
Actually, I did have a question.
Sure.
Is there any city regulations or anything about visibility in terms of being able to see into the garden for safety of the emergency room and being able to see the emergency room sign? Do we have anything that regulates that anyone knows of?
No.
Sort of a general question.
No. If you're talking about just being able to see into the garden, like
through and into the garden, as the vehicles, emergency vehicles, are kind of come into this place, correct? So you need to be able to have some visibility. I like the idea of lower walls. I guess that's where. But there's no regulations.
I think possibly if it was, emptying directly out into kind of like a driveway, but it's...
Is it not?
Since we go onto the sidewalk. Oh.
So the emergency traveled way is through here.
Yeah.
And then we have a sidewalk paralleling the building coming up along the...
Can you show me where you were thinking of putting the hawthorns?
Yeah, so they are, we've got some along the backside of this wall and along here, along with some agaves and other things, but Yeah, we'll have a variety of plant heights along that wall, but we still want, of course, the sandstone to show through a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
The only question I had is, did you think about, I think this is great, the pedestrian access there, but, and obviously people coming out from over here can come that way and out from the sacred space here. What about maybe pavers here, people coming through here? Do you think that's going to happen or no?
Currently, there doesn't seem to be, well, it is well planted right now. So
right.
That currently we don't really have a sense that we need access through there. I mean, it's mostly...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's all. Any comments, Bill?
Well, it's nice that you've revisited this project and included this. This is a really nice place. And the plantings that currently exist are really very nice already. And the walls will be a tremendous upgrade. Hmm. I guess just the only thing I was going to say is that if you weren't also looking out and still seeing the automobiles, it would really make it even that much higher quality. But I understand the concerns that have been expressed here regarding that.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, I think it's nice, and I appreciate that you're putting oak trees instead of jacarandas. So I'm fully in support.
Dennis?
Yes, I'd like to commend the designers on a very nice garden that's a counterpoint to the hospital itself and its free forms, its elaborate plant materials of both shape, texture, size, and especially the number of flowering plants that will attract birds and insects. I think that'll be a very added attribute. I also like the relationship of the labyrinth to the sacred space so that it's immediately visible and there's a direct correlation to those two elements.
Karis?
I'm echoing the comments of my predecessors there. I think it looks great. And the only thing that I noticed maybe was underneath the oak trees. Maybe we could put a couple natives or something that would do better under oak. I'm not sure. Bamboo and sweet pea, they need more water, and they need the summer, late summer water, and oaks don't like that so much. If we could get a couple natives in there, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, are there going to be any signs on the walls, on the garden walls?
I am not certain whether we might have some donor signs. They do have one sign that they've installed on one of the boulders, and so they're pretty discreet. They're kind of a brushed zinc-looking plaque.
Nice.
So if there were to be donors for the walls or each wall, I think that they probably would have
It'd be on the inside,
4x6 facing the garden, and it would be that kind of zinc, more modern style. Again, the hospital being pretty modern looking. But we think the sandstone gives a nice counterpoint to that sort of harder edge of the building.
Yeah, I like that. It looks great. As far as I can see, I still like the smaller walls and as much visibility through. So the hawthorn, I'm not a big fan of, but just because you just don't want kids running out into where emergency vehicles are going to be coming by. That would be my only thing. So, thank you.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I agree with your comments. I haven't been to the hospital yet, luckily, probably for me. So I was really surprised. I thought it was a beautiful garden. It was so pretty and calm and quiet. So I think it looks great.
Good. I would add the same. I mean, I think it's nice. I remember when we're rushing my daughter to the emergency room for neck pain, I stopped to observe how nice it was during the process. I think this has turned out great, and I think it's this is one of the better projects around here, and everything you're proposing is really nice. So I'm completely in support. So
good, thank you.
Chair, I did have one more question.
Sure.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Is there going to be any changes to the lighting that currently exists in this?
We're not proposing any additional lighting, and we haven't really visited that. I don't think it's a space that's used a great deal during the nighttime hours, and I think the lobby is kind of on a more of a daytime schedule, reception at the lobby. So if we were in the future to add any lighting, it would be low voltage and maybe some pretty small path lights. They currently have some bollards in the garden that are, I'm thinking they're maybe 24, 26 inches tall. And we felt that that was adequate. But if we were to, again, we're not lighting the pergola or anything that, certainly no uplighting.
So for this submittal, you're not adding lighting?
Not adding lighting okay. In this submittal.
Thank you, Chair. Go ahead. I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Certainly. Somebody want to second that?
I will second that motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Chair, could we just have a revised motion that would include the findings, please?
I move to approve on the revision to the garden will not result in any detrimental impacts to the health, safety, comfort, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood and is not incompatible with the surrounding area. The enhanced garden design will be well integrated into the existing design of the hospital development. The garden will not impact any significant public scenic views. And that all materials for the new garden wall and pergola will match the architecture of existing building and structures. Therefore, the findings made by the DRB on February 23, 2016 continue to be applicable as the garden revision serves to enhance the quality of architectural design of the hospital building. The applicant will be adding 4 new trees and all landscaping damaged by wall construction will be replaced. All new landscaping and replaced landscaping will be consistent with existing previously approved landscaping. And the findings previously made by the DRB continue to be applicable. The garden revision does not affect zoning consistency. The garden enhancements will not impact parking, will improve the aesthetics of the hospital campus.
Does the seconder approve of that language?
He does.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Okay. Item B2.
Item B2 is design review. It's the Hollister Village Pharmacy drive-through located at 7030 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-030-030, case number 17138 DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Are these the same or different?
No, they're different. That's, yeah. Right.
Okay. There. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair. Board members. So this project came before you last meeting for conceptual review. It involves a minor alteration to an existing building. Can you point out the existing, please? And site layout, and then to accommodate a new tenant, and that would be CVS Pharmacy. So what's involved is adding a drive aisle, removing some parking spaces, although the site is still overparked by code, and adding some landscaping. The project that came before you had some comments from the DRB about the center point of the window in the bay window, and that that has been revised to be centered, or it looks like it has been, and also to study the trees that were proposed in the island and. It seemed to have been blocking the drive-up window. So, so these are fairly minor details, but revised per DRB comments. And just as a note, there's a development plan amendment and a conditional use permit amendment that was approved yesterday. And that process is complete unless it's appealed. So today, If the applicant has satisfied DRB's comments, we're asking that you grant design review approval, and we also have findings in your staff report.
Thank you. Connor?
Good afternoon, Chair. Appreciate it. My name is Connor Best with Westar Associates. Sorry I couldn't be here with you last time, but we're excited about this project, and we have listened to your comments from last meeting. I believe two comments were remove the two trees in the median to the east of the drive-through lane. So we've removed those two trees and increased the shrubbery there to provide more visibility for the convenience window. And we have centered the convenience window on the above arch.
Thank
now,
God.
I know. So just a minor comment. This drawing shows the old configuration, and this drawing with the landscaping shows the new configuration of it being centered. So with that, I'd like to take any questions you might have.
Okay. Bill, how about, since this is a minor, if you have questions and or comments, all in one.
I do not have any questions, and I appreciate your response to these points that were made by these other DRB members. I think it improves the project. I can support this.
Sure.
I concur.
No questions, no comments.
Okay. Karis?
Okay, I have one question. The canopy, how far out is it?
The canopy will match existing. I think it's about a foot and a half, 18 inches or so.
Okay, good. I was just making sure it was big enough. I'm all in favor here. I can't believe you guys had to come back. The centering, but it looks better.
Good.
Jennifer?
I don't have any questions or comments.
I'm fine with the long as you've centered that thing. That was the only thing that made me really cranky. So
excellent.
No, that's fine. I think it's appropriate, and it was approved with the project originally. I remember, so I get it. All right. Well, somebody want to make a motion, please?
I'll make the motion that the revisions to the design be approved.
Do I need findings?
Just reference the findings, and we have that on record.
That are, and also to reference the findings by staff for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, and landscape design. Is that sufficient?
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Where's Tracy?
Don't say that in the microphone. Well, we can get started with.
Okay. Madam Secretary, the next item.
Item C is conceptual review. It's the Grange facade and site improvements located at 250, 260, and 270 Stork Road, APM 073-100-032, case number 17-095, DRB.
And I am going to have to recuse myself because this project is in my office.
And I will be recusing myself as well for the same reason and coming on the other side of the table.
And could we have an appointed vice chair, please, since our vice chair is absent today?
Can I appoint Dennis? Actually, as an alternate, should I appoint Bill? Does that matter?
Doesn't matter. It's whatever the
okay,
consensus.
Bill, I'm going to appoint Bill since Bill's.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably more.
Maybe you can sit in the center, Bill. Can you flip through the pages as necessary?
Sure.
All right, can we start with declarations?
Yes, I have visited the site, and I had two ex parte discussions on October 11th. I had a phone conversation with Chair Scott Branch regarding his involvement and the history of the project as the designer. Then on October 27th, I met with the applicant, Mark Winnikoff. At a lunch meeting, we briefly discussed the proposed design of the range. The conversation briefly involved the design alternatives that were discussed at the October 10th meeting.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
And no new site visit, no ex parte.
And I visited the site again and no ex parte. So we have a staff report for this?
Yes, Chair. Thank you. So this is the Stork Plaza Shopping Center. And it's referred to the Grange, and there's facade and site improvements. It entails new building facade treatment, relocation of exterior staircases, construction of new elevators at the existing 250 and 270 Stork Road buildings, an addition of 993 square feet. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, less than 1,000.
Okay, 993 square feet and related facade treatments to the existing 260 South Stork building, and also landscape and hardscape improvements. So the project was before the DRB October 10th. There's a list of comments that the DRB provided, and it's in your staff report. I also have some printed, and I think I'll just let the applicant walk you through how they address these comments.
Okay, good afternoon. Troy White with Dudek. To my left, I have Mark Winnikoff, the owner's rep. And we have to his left, Aaron Carroll, our landscape architect. Tracy Burnell will be running through the door here shortly, and he is our architect. But briefly, I thought it'd probably be good for us to go through point by point the revisions that we've made. And we can respond to any comments that come about as a result.
So you have the minutes from the previous meeting, and you can
go through
those?
I do. And in fact, they're reflected in Mary's staff report, I think, as well.
Okay. Thank you.
So, one of the first comments was study the lack of building setbacks and the stepping of the elevation relative to Stork Road. And so, in any case, we believe that we addressed that at the first meeting. You know, we're talking about an existing building with facade revisions, and so in fact, that there isn't going to be, we're not going to be demolishing the building and stepping it back any further. So, I think that was adequately addressed. We had another comment relative to an abundance of the corrugated steel. And so I've got an old set of plans here that I can show you. Let's see here. Those are the new ones? Okay. Okay. So in any case, relative to that, let's see. What we've sought to do is incorporate a board and batten material at the major entrance features, both on the first and second floors. In addition to that, we are incorporating in the colors. There's an okra color and then also an aqua color. Those colors are keying off the window features. In addition to that, we've incorporated some CMU block material on the elevator. There we go. There we go, the before and the after. So as you can see here, the elevator shafts previously were all of the corrugated material. We've now introduced a new material at the base, which is a CMU block, and we'll have creeping fig and landscaping, which Aaron will speak to relative to the landscaping that'll go up that area. So we feel that we've adequately addressed that comment, and hopefully the DRB will be receptive to that. those changes.
Also, the 260 building also incorporates the, it's actually a sandblasted finish on the CMU back here.
Mark, you need a microphone, and we can't see what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Additionally, on the, here's some, the this other entry point where, as Troy discussed, the board and bat, and then also on the 260 building, there's CMU block incorporated in the design to break up the massing of the building, and the finish will be a sandblasted CMU. It won't be a, you know, a stock CMU.
Okay. We did take a photographic survey of metal materials. I was expecting my architect to be bringing that. So in any case, you know, relative, so if you can imagine, if you will, we had taken a picture of a building on the La Patera Ranch.
Yeah, I went to the La Patera Ranch, and some of those buildings are over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And so there, I know there was discussion, well, is there a historic precedent? There was the old Ford dealer in Old Town, which is not been left in its pure form, but that was a corrugated building that's been sort of gussied up, for want of a better description. So we do have those photos, and then of some other buildings that my company has put together in terms of downtown, showing the scale and breakup of corrugated buildings, that they're not just gigantic scaleless buildings, that they're articulated and that there can be detail and there can be engagement on a pedestrian and intimate level. So hopefully Tracy will show up soon.
Yeah, and some of the buildings that Mark has done, they've been really impressive, and you know, the articulation in the canopies, and then also the window features and the landscape elements really serve to create a pedestrian scale to the these structures. Let's see here. Relative to number four, restudy some type of different materials. We've discussed that. Number five, architectural forms and layers of elements are nice. Thank you. Explore if there's an opportunity to locate photovoltaics on the roof. We continue to explore that. The buildings...
Oh, we've gotten some preliminary proposals, and we're looking at that. And in the re-roof, we're going to set it up for that potential. It's there may be some tenants that will opt for it and some that don't. They're all separate meters. So it's something we're actively looking at, and the contractor that we've spoken with is enthused about it. So, you know, we're actively pursuing that and hope that it can be something that's going to come to fruition. You weren't taking the train, were you?
So we're just discussing the photos. I was wondering if you might be able to share those with the GRB.
We're going through the list of the comments from our prior meeting. October 10th, 2017.
So this was the old Ford dealer, and this is the original material, and then this is and then this is La Patera Ranch, and this is another building, and then there are examples of where are those other, there were the corrugated.
You want to see the ones of your building?
So these are buildings that we've worked on in downtown. Is showing the articulation of the material and the detailing, and that, you know, it can be an intimate and hospitable experience, you know, depending on how it's detailing, creating shade, which, of course, there's a lot of, I mean, both access points of both buildings, all floors are all covered in shade.
And so then continuing on, so the buildings will be solar ready, and that's something that we continue to explore, and we've received some initial bids on. The removal of the stucco and the mansard roof and the inclusion of stairs and elevators are appreciated, so thank you relative to that recognition. Relative to signage, we'll be working with, there is an overall sign program already approved for the project site. That's a separate item that would be considered a latter time, so we'll be coming back at some point relative to that. Relative to the height of the tower, I think it was quite a few of the board members were finding that the height of the tower was acceptable. One I think member said lower. I think another member said higher. So we kept it as is, and we believe that it's a nice looking building. Let's see, and then relative to the site planning considerations, I'll turn over to Aaron Carroll. Maybe Aaron, you can review those comments.
Yeah, number 10 was consider providing safe and attractive pedestrian connectivity between the buildings and safety for pedestrians in the parking lot. Provide a safety factor for people sitting outside, such as bollards. Add crosswalks. So we did not add any bollards because this site is curbs throughout, so we feel that's adequate safety for all these patios along the parking lot. We did add a crosswalk here. We've got a new path coming up from the Stork Road sidewalk that connects up for a safe travel from the sidewalk.
Was there ever any possibility of closing off that one entrance exit at that one spot and making it?
We looked at that space. We looked at that, and you know, our client really likes the existing condition the way it is, the egress for vehicles, both, you know, the flow of vehicles getting around. So we decided to leave that and not close that off. But we did add a planter and a walkway for pedestrians.
I think it's showing the elevation shows the view looking this way. Right there. So it actually breaks it up nicely and makes it more inviting and creates a good pedestrian connection for the rest of the project. This goes all the way through, connects to the patio, connects to this walkway.
And then you can walk through there, all the way over there.
So yeah, so currently any individuals, pedestrians that are traveling that path, either basically walking in the driveway, and so we'll have a separate sidewalk path there. And that of course is in addition to the sidewalk on the south side of 270 Stork.
Is there some way to use like some kind of different textured material or something that makes it very obvious that that's a pedestrian?
Yeah, that would be the same pavers as the Chipotle patio
and the
fence. So yeah, there'll be enhancement material so that'll and when you're in the parking lot areas, you'll have that area be distinguished from the rest of the parking and the drive aisles.
Number 11 was landscaping will help create a more cohesive plan that would make the buildings more united and improve the pedestrian connection. So I'll just kind of go over the landscape revisions. For one, we instead of a mixed bag of accent trees, they're all the same tree now, which is a Bradford pear, which is the new Homeford, which is a disease-resistant pear tree that will get a fall color and flowers in the spring. And we feel that tree choice kind of goes with the agrarian theme of the project. We added landscaping on the west side of 260. And we added landscaping along this walkway, as well as new landscaping along this side in these planters. The previous plan showed that existing to remain. We also added a patio here for along the street that would match this patio. Uh,
number, a framed archway or gateway was suggested. I think I'll let Tracy speak to that one.
Well, we looked at doing that, but the size of it and the involvement of something to get up over fire department height, it just seemed like too much. It would kind of make the buildings seem more monolithic instead of separate. It just didn't seem like a good idea when we looked through it, and I would rather not do that.
If the project is overparked, there would be an opportunity for more space for pedestrian connectivity. We actually did lose some parking spaces. If maybe your site plan would be the best plan that shows that. Yeah, so all this parking was lost.
And the elevator towers.
And then we gained patio. And this gets a little bit reconfigured, but we lost a few spaces there as well.
And we had already done that, you know, in that same, you know, an effort to make it more friendly. That's what we
on the
we
previous lost, phase.
Yeah, previous for French President Cadario, which is opening tonight. Cadario is open, so I encourage everybody to.
What is it called?
Cadario.
Oh, you've never been.
A
suggestion. A suggestion was made to consider studying if the extra entrance is not needed, the area can benefit. So we talked about that already. We're leaving that as a driveway, ingress, egress, two-way.
And then there were just two remaining questions, 15 and 16, on landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
Explore whether there is, so there is no existing recycled water main line on this side of Stork. So doing recycled water for the landscaping isn't feasible at this point in time. We could do, you know, purple valve boxes in case it ever became available in the future. And then number 16 was ensure that the planters are traffic compliant in the parking lot. They are. I'm not sure if there's more to that comment. These are existing islands. These are new diamond with trees. Those are olives, new fruitless olives. Existing queen palms, new semi-dwarf citrus.
So I think that concludes our presentation. What we're looking for today from you, we haven't formally submitted to the city, but we're hoping for some positive comments so that we can move forward in submitting to the city. The DRB has reviewed the project a few times and feels comfortable with its design as we move forward.
Okay, I just want to say it's great to have more than just one concept review. I think it improves the process. So I appreciate our ability to be able to do that. And let's start with questions from the board. And if we want to go down to that end, if anybody has any questions of the applicant or the team.
I have a question on the colors. Especially the teal or aqua, whatever the color is. Is there anything else in that color family, like around there? Because from this drawing, it just seems like a little, I don't know, maybe a little out of place for that shopping center. But it could just be the drawing itself. And my other question was, it looks like there's some little like pops of color, like the red color, like on some of the windows. Is also that teal going to be on some of the other windows, or is it just in that center section in the 250 Stork?
Well, each building has its own color scheme. So the 250 building has the teal, and the 270 building has the ochre. And we wanted contrasting colors that could pull in from Aaron's landscaping, and we wanted them to be definable and be seen, and to draw some attention to this material change that we've talked about, and also it defines the major portals and is also, you know, carried through on all the windows and doors. So that was the idea.
To answer the question, all the windows have that color.
Oh, they do. Okay, yeah. It's just kind of hard to tell from the drawings.
And then in terms of the surrounding business, you know, we've got sort of a Spanish vernacular across the street, so they don't really incorporate. You know, it's more of a subtle, you know, beiges and reds.
So that's maybe no color than on the small 900 square foot building.
Is there any color for the little one? You have the red for one and the aqua for another, which I like. Is there a beige?
We did a gray. I think we did a gray.
Gray.
On that building, a more of a neutral.
Okay.
Building.
Just one little note, very minor, but on the material schedule, it looks like the buildings were swapped. It's really hard to see, but it looks like it says the 250 has the copper and the. I can't read it right now. It seemed like they were backwards from looking at the other drawings.
Yeah, and relative to colors, I mean, this is concept. Obviously, I think the idea that we're trying to convey is that, you know, we want the idea was to somehow break up the masking of the building, show different materials. So we wanted to distinguish and also, as Mark indicated, pick up some of the colors from the landscape materials. Like, are these the final colors, and do we have a final color swatch? No, that would be defined later on. But this gives you, I think, an idea of the direction that we're trying to head.
Thank you.
I asked my question.
In regards to the colored portions, what is the material? Is it still the corrugated paneling that's in here, or is this a different material now?
No, that's gone to a wood material.
Thank you.
It's like a Risan redwood board and bat.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was kind of the whole point, to try and respond to the board's concern about the monolithic materials and doing it in locations where it wouldn't disrupt the integrity of the building. So if we started just picking forms at random, then we were afraid we were going to turn into kind of a standard strip mall look. But by doing this inside the areas where it's already enclosed by the porch areas, there's a lot of different material, but the building in general maintains its integrity as with the main siding.
Okay, then I'll have just a couple questions of my own. The proposed height versus the current height. Do you recall what that is? Is because right now the building really does loom over Stork Road right there, and to make it any taller, I think just is headed in the wrong direction. Just wonder how.
No, we're not increasing the height. Well,
actually, we're reducing the height. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's really odd. There's a metal roof on this building now, which has an apex, you can barely see it, but it's actually up about another 4 or 5 feet. And I think the average height, we had a discussion, and the average height is actually reduced quite a bit here.
Yeah, I think if we look, let me just take a quick look at the elevations. This is so... I think this one little parapet piece is a little bit higher to get differentiation between them because we're having to work with something that's existing, but the rest of it is not. And as Mark said, that centerpiece is gone, which is what will make it lower.
Yeah. And Bill, you know, it goes from the existing is 32 feet 2 inches to 34 foot 1 inch. So it's a slight elevation change at that one pop out, but. It's certainly within the 35-foot height limit, and the goal ultimately is to sort of maintain the overall height of the structure with some distinguishment of that particular portion, that pop-out.
And right in front of the Rusty's is one of the MTD areas where they pick up and drop off passengers. And how does this affect that or vice versa? Is there any... I don't know what the magnitude of persons are that are there on the sidewalk right in front of that spot, but just wondering if you've worked with MTD on a project like this to incorporate anything having to do with what they plan and what you plan.
We have not contacted MTD. We weren't proposing any off-site improvements, given that, you know, the bus stop is already there, the sidewalk's already there. This is really more of a facade change. But what we have done is we've incorporated that additional pedestrian path on the north side of the building at that existing drive-out. Right now, somebody that was handicapped or otherwise challenged would have to proceed down that drive aisle amongst traffic, you know, vehicular traffic. Now we'll have a pedestrian path at that location. Of course, the location to the south also maintains the pedestrian connectivity there. So essentially, we'll be increasing access to the interior of the site.
I think that's all the questions that I had. My last question is actually for the board, because I don't have any expertise in this, but just the calling out of the teal and the ochre color, are those representatives of colors that were used in older buildings in Goleta, or is that something that's added in that's not necessarily representative of older buildings?
I couldn't respond to that.
Okay. I guess I'm just a little bit hesitant. I've seen a few things built where some of these colors are subtle, and then there's just one color that's particularly loud and stands out. And it can work or it can't work. So, but that's not my expertise in calling that out. Does anybody now, can we start at the end again with any comments? Since this is just concept review, we won't be taking a vote or anything. This is just to give them our final thoughts as they go forward and shape this up.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the way it looks overall. At the beginning, I thought it was really a huge, huge improvement to the existing structure. And I kind of like the, I mean, I know we've said, like, we want to change something to break up the corrugated. I kind of like the solid color more, just personal than these colors. They seem really bright. So my preference would be something more subtle, something that blends a little bit more. I think this kind of takes away from the, I don't know, maybe like elegance of the design, kind of takes away from the nice clean look. But that, again, just personal opinion. But overall, I think it looks really good. And I appreciate you guys putting in the pedestrian walkway. I think that'll be really helpful for people coming off of Stork. So that's all.
Yes, thank you. I think it's great. I would vote for it. I like the colors. I'm sorry. But I think they look good, and I like the differentiation of just the very subtle back in the shadows. And
Well, I think that's to maybe allay your concerns. These will be in shadow, and all the windows are covered, so are in shadow with overhang. So it's not as if it's a modern building where the windows are right there and they jump out. I think, you know, there's enough relief where it will recede.
Good job.
I appreciate how the applicant has responded to the committee's comments. I think you've done a marvelous job of responding to all of them. I especially like the changes that you've made around the addition of the block to break up the materiality of it to different materials. And I've always liked the massing of it. The towers are very nice, especially on the stair towers. You're taking them from a rather bland element to a uniting element around it. I think it's going to be very exciting addition to the landscape in Goleta and attract all the attention that you hope for.
And I echo the comments of what's been said here as well. I'm glad to hear that those colors would be recessed rather than standing out saying, look at me, because I think the quality of the architecture stands on its own and doesn't need particular colors to make it say, look at me. It's clearly, the current structure is monolithic. This one is a very clever makeover. I really like the articulation and the detailing. It seems like it works. I hope when we look at it, when it's built out, we'll go, yeah, this one really is really a
good project. The last thing I just want to mention is, I'm glad to hear that there's sub-metering. I don't know if that was done in the building before, but I think that's important. So those kinds of bills get passed on to the people that have control over an electric bill. And the fact that at some point we want to move towards having maybe a microgrid, and anybody that has excess roof space could be part of that microgrid. So whatever you can do to set it up so that if we ever get to that point, something pencils out with a power purchase agreement or something like that. Because all the roof space in Goleta could be cumulatively collected to create a microgrid out here and make us more resilient based on maybe being out here on our own. So I think that wraps up all the comments. I hope that was useful to you, and then you'll come back at whatever the next stage will be, which would be.
There will be a permitting stage, whether it's a development plan amendment or revision that goes to, we'll have to process that, and then after that, then come back to the design review board for your final design review approval.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the feature.
I'd just like to thank the board, and I think that I like to look at a design review process as something to enrich the project, and I think all of you had good and cogent comments and allowed us to go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and use your comments in a productive way and make it a better project. So thank you.
Thank you for listening as well. That's really appreciated. So I think that's the last item for today. You folks have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
And then I guess that just takes us to, do you have any announcements that you'd like to make on behalf of? Okay. Any announcements by members this afternoon? No announcements? Okay, then I'll move to adjourn. Thank you. Good afternoon. Break my heart.